celebrating our most important industry. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. There is lots of optimism on Tennessee and American farms these days.
That's certainly the way that I feel about agriculture these days. And this day is a good time, I think, to look out over the horizon at maybe what's in store for us, a hint of what's to come.
Ag Secretary Mike Johann speaking at the kickoff luncheon last week for National Agriculture Week, which runs through this Saturday. And it's always held the week when spring arrives, and that will be Wednesday, which will be recognized around the country as National Ag Day. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch says farmers around the state always anticipate this time of year as a new crop season begins.
The ground's warming up and everybody's real anxious to get planting, and I'm sure some farmers are already putting some corn in the ground, and in West Tennessee they're getting ready to heal up, you know, for cotton and other things. Some already healed up, I'm sure, and this is an exciting time in agriculture.
Upchurch says there is even more anticipation this year for corn farmers as the demand for ethanol continues to increase the price of corn.
This is probably the best time for some of our grain producers that we've seen in years and years, and it's all because of the interest in the ethanol industry and making a lot of ethanol from corn, and it's caused corn prices to go a lot higher than what they have been in the past, and our farmers are taking advantage of that. I look for a big crop of corn this year, and hopefully if we have the weather, farmers will reap a lot of those benefits.
And there's no doubt that soybean farmers are excited about the potential they have with the demand for biodiesel and also the potential for new crops like switchgrass that are being developed for renewable energy sources. A lot of optimism in farm country. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.